Have you seen today's cover of the New York Daily News? It's gone viral. We'll post it at hereandnow.org. It's a blood-drenched U.S. Capitol building. The paper's editorial response to the Senate rejecting four gun-related bills yesterday, just 8 days after the deadliest mass shooting in modern U.S. history. Two of the measures, one from Democrats, one from Republicans, would have made it harder for suspected terrorists on watch lists to buy guns, what Democrats call no-fly, no-buy. In other words, if they can't fly because they're on the list, they shouldn't be able to buy the guns. Two others focused on expanding background checks. The Democrats' bill would have expanded them to include online and gun show sales. Elsa Chang is NPR's congressional correspondent in Washington. Elsa, it was thought the bills would fail, but still, what's been the reaction?
Well, right. I mean, it's been a foregone conclusion for days on the Hill that these measures would be defeated. And, you know, watching Senate Democrats yesterday, they held the same kind of press conference that they did in 2013 when gun control legislation failed after Sandy Hook. They hit the same notes of anger and disgust. And Republicans felt very much that these proposals were misguided, that the real conversation to have was one about counterterrorism, not about gun control. But it wasn't until I talked to family members of people who've been murdered by gun violence that a lot of the weariness, the weariness came through. Mm-hmm. I spoke with a woman yesterday. Her name's Erica Lafferty Smigelski. She's the daughter of Don Hucksprung, who was the principal at Sandy Hook and was murdered during those shootings. And, you know, before yesterday's vote, Erica was actually pointing out signs of progress to me that after 3 years, they have this national, massive national grassroots movement. They were able to flood senators' offices with 60,000 phone calls in barely a week after Orlando, which wasn't quite the case so soon after Sandy Hook. And getting gun votes scheduled took only about 4 days after Orlando, whereas it took 4 months after Sandy Hook. So Erica was saying, look at how much has changed. But then I talked to her after the vote, and there was this moment when she was recounting sitting up in the Senate gallery watching the vote last night and, you know, watching senators vote down gun control once again. And it was this very depressing reminder to her about how little has actually changed.
Well, Chris W. Cox, who's the NRA's chief lobbyist, tweeted out after the votes that we all agree that terrorists should not be allowed to purchase or possess firearms. He's talking about the bills that would have made people on watch lists, possible terrorists, unable to buy guns. He said, we all agree terrorists shouldn't be able to buy guns, but we should all agree that law-abiding Americans who are wrongly put on a government list should not be denied their constitutional right to due process. So there's the divide, or part of the divide right there. But we know that there is a new bill being worked on by Maine Senator Susan Collins. What's in that bill?
Right. So Susan Collins' bill would basically prevent people on two smaller, more scrutinized lists from buying guns. So the terror watch list is this massive database that contains a bunch of sublists. What Susan Collins' bill would do is focus on the no-fly list, which is a smaller sublist, and the secondary security screening selection list. It's a mouthful, but that second list is a list of people who are eligible to be pulled out of line at the airport for closer inspection. And the idea behind her bill is, you know, there's just more reason to be concerned about these particular people, from, you know, making sure that these people don't get guns. The terror watch list, I think it's something like 900,000 more foreign nationals and plenty more than that. And that's why Democrats are a little bit unsure about the bill, because they say it doesn't capture a lot of people who very well could be suspected terrorists and would be free to get guns under the Collins bill. But we don't know if there's even going to be a vote on Susan Collins' bill just yet. And as far as, you know, whether she'll even get enough support for it to pass, a lot of senators as of last night still hadn't even seen a copy of the bill, so on either side of the aisle. So it's not clear how much support there is in the chamber.
Well, so what do you think happens going forward? Just briefly, how do you see this playing out in the election year? Guns and gun control and gun safety, gun rights had not really been part of the dialogue.
Right. I mean, Hillary Clinton has made it a huge issue. Gun control advocates vowed last night, you know, I was hearing the phrase, we're going to remember in November. They're going to make this an issue. But it's hard to know how much it'll break through, because they did try that in 2014 after gun control legislation failed after Sandy Hook. They tried to make it a real issue. And the tough thing is figuring out how many voters out there see gun control as the single driving issue that would determine their choice, their decisions at the polls. Gun control advocates poured millions of dollars into this issue last election cycle, and it's really hard to say it broke through, but maybe 2016 will be different.
That's NPR congressional correspondent Elsa Chang. Elsa, thanks as always.
You're welcome.